Hello and welcome to today's sports update. I'm Maya. Hello and welcome to today's sports update. I'm Maya and I'm joined by Finn.
Hi, I'm Finn. We've got a packed show for you covering various sports news and highlights.
Let's start with some exciting news from the EFL. The EFL Greatest Game Series is airing on Sky Sports Football HD, featuring some thrilling matches.
That sounds interesting. Which games are being highlighted in this series?
According to the reports, we're seeing Cardiff City versus Bristol City from 2016, Bradford City versus Arsenal from 2012, and Birmingham City versus Middlesbrough from 2016, among others.
Wow, those are some great matchups. I'm particularly intrigued by the Bradford City versus Arsenal game. What made that match so special?
The reporting indicates it was a notable upset, with Bradford City facing Arsenal in the FA Cup. These kinds of giant-killing moments always make for compelling viewing.
Absolutely. And what about the Cardiff versus Bristol City match? Was there anything remarkable about that encounter?
That was a closely contested game, reflecting the intense rivalry between the two teams. The details aren't fully elaborated in the reports, but it's clear it was a significant match.
The EFL Greatest Game series seems like a great way to relive some of these memorable moments. Are there any other matches being featured that we should know about?
Yes, there's also Leeds United versus Bristol City from the 2017-18 season and Bradford City versus Millwall from the 2016 League One playoff final.
That's a great lineup of games. I'm sure fans will appreciate being able to watch these again.
Moving on to some sad news from the NBA. Hall of Fame coach Rick Adelman has passed away at the age of 79.
Oh, that's unfortunate. He had a remarkable career, didn't he?
Indeed. Adelman was one of the most successful coaches in NBA history, with over 1,000 regular season wins and a coaching tenure spanning nearly three decades.
That's incredible. What were some of his most notable achievements during his time as a coach?
He led the Portland Trailblazers to two NBA Finals appearances in the early 1990s and accumulated 1,042 victories across his career with multiple franchises.
1,042 wins is an impressive record. How does that place him in the all-time coaching ranks?
According to the reports, his 1,042 victories rank 10th in league history, highlighting his enduring impact on the sport.
That's a fantastic legacy. I'm sure his passing will be remembered by many in the basketball community.
Shifting gears to Formula One, Sky Sports F1 HD is airing various Grand Prix highlights.
That's great for F1 fans. Which specific races are being featured?
The reports mention highlights from the 2017, 2018, and 2021 Monaco Grand Prix.
The Monaco Grand Prix is always one of the most challenging and prestigious races on the calendar. What makes it so unique?
The tight, technical nature of the circuit makes it particularly demanding for drivers. It's also known for its glamorous atmosphere and historical significance.
That's right. The Monaco GP is often considered a benchmark for drivers' skill and strategy.
In NHL news, Manny Malhotra has been appointed as the new head coach of the Vancouver Canucks.
Interesting. What makes Malhotra a good fit for this role?
Malhotra has a background as an NHL player with over 900 games of experience and has previously led the Abbotsford Canucks to a Calder Cup title.
That's a great credential. What are the Canucks hoping to achieve with this new coaching appointment?
The reporting suggests this is part of a broader overhaul for the team, which has seen changes in leadership and coaching staff following a disappointing season.
So there's a lot of expectation riding on Malhotra's appointment. Do we know anything about his coaching philosophy or style?
The articles mention his focus on power play and face-off success during his time with the Toronto Maple Leafs, which could be areas of improvement for the Canucks. In MLB news, Cole Young's game-winning single in the 10th inning helped the Seattle Mariners defeat the New York Mets 3-2.
That sounds like a thrilling finish. What were the circumstances surrounding Young's winning hit?
Young's broken bat bloop single to left field brought home the winning run with one out in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Wow, that's exciting. Were there any other notable performances in that game?
Rookie Colt Emerson and Josh Naylor hit solo homers for the Mariners, contributing to the final score.
It sounds like a closely contested game. The Mariners are on a good streak, aren't they?
Yes, this win was part of their season-high 7th straight victory, indicating a strong current form.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Maya.
Thanks, Finn. It's been a pleasure discussing these various sports stories with you.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, stay engaged with the world of sports.
Cheer to that. Goodbye, everyone.